RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz.
Hello, welcome back to English Bulletin of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by news across the country, today in history, highlight of the week, week in review, and news in brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Miss Eleni. We'll conclude our program for today with listeners' mailbag. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian migrant workers rescued from Islamic State. Indonesian Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources visits gas potentials in Pali, South Sulawesi. Law on disabilities provide further protection. Now the news in detail. The Indonesian embassy in Damascus, Syria has succeeded in rescuing an Indonesian migrant worker who had been living under the rule of the Islamic State movement in the group's de facto capital of Raqqa. Sri Rahayu, 40 years old, was successfully taken to a shelter in Damascus on March the 12th following her evacuation through the Aleppo Raqqa mountain. The clandestine journey took 6 days and risked the lives of both Sri and her rescuer. She is now waiting to return to Indonesian soil with a number of other Indonesian workers who are also housed in temporary shelters in Damascus. Indonesian Ambassador to Syria, Joko Haryanto, said through an official statement from the embassy in Damascus that the success in protecting Indonesians in conflict areas was due to good cooperation among all relevant stakeholders. A suicide bomb attack in Istiqlal Kadesi, Taksim, Istanbul, Turkey on Saturday local time. The Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry confirmed that there was no Indonesian citizen became victim after the suicide bomb. However, the Indonesian Consulate General remains monitoring hospitals where bomb victims were located to anticipate the possibilities of Indonesian citizen casualties. Director for Indonesian Citizen Protection of the Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry, Lalu Muhammad Iqbal, said on Saturday in Jakarta that there were 6 died of the attack. One of them was suspected to be the terrorist. Lalu Muhammad Iqbal added there were 12 other injured. The Indonesian Consulate General, according to him, urged Indonesian citizens in Turkey to remain cautious. Indonesian Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources Sudirman Said visited several oil and gas potentials in Panungkal Abab Lematang Ilir, South Sumatra on Sunday. During the visit, Panungkal Abab Lematang Ilir region Harry Amalindo described natural resources in the region which still need to be explored. In addition, he also introduced more about Stanfaf Airport that has the potential to spur economic growth in the region. The Indonesian Consumers Foundation encouraged the Transportation Ministry to learn more from other countries to address the issue of online-based transportation services. The foundation chairman, Tulus Abadi, said on Saturday that similar cases are also found in almost 50 countries around the world. According to him, online-based transportation services must operate according to the laws. However, he said, laws must also be amended to adjust to the dynamics. He also said that the government must take a quick and correct action to prevent horizontal conflicts related to the issue. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesia Social Affairs Minister Hovifah Indar Parawangsa on Saturday in Surabaya, East Java, stated that persons with disabilities in Indonesia will be more protected after the law on disabilities adoption. The minister noted that there are at least 5 important points mentioned in the law, namely the disability ID card and disability incentives on health and education. The minister added that the law also mentioned the need to establish National Commission on Disabilities to monitor, evaluate, educate, and to provide more protection. Another important point, according to the minister, is the obligation of regional government and regional-owned enterprises to set up a 2% person with disabilities in employee recruitment, while the private sector is 1%. To act according to the law, minister said that there will be 15 government regulations to support it. Minister Khofifa stated that her office will coordinate with 23 existing ministries and agencies to provide even possibilities on tax relief for private sectors hiring people with disabilities. Vice Chairman of the Indonesian People's Consultative Assembly Mahyudin in Jakarta on Saturday expressed his full support towards the Earth Hour campaign initiated by worldwide funds held simultaneously on Saturday night throughout the world. He said although it was conducted only for 1 hour, it managed the electricity savings significantly. He added that the Earth Hour also provided as educational tool for people to change lifestyle and become more environmental friendly. The Earth Hour campaign has been implemented since 2008, and this year in Indonesia it was implemented on Saturday night between 8:30 to 9:30 p.m. The Earth Hour celebration in Indonesia was centered at Borobudur Temple in Central Java. Last item. The Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency in Pekanbaru, Riau detected 8 hotspots spread across 4 districts in Riau province. Head of Riau's Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency, Sugarin, said that all hotspots found by Terra and Aqua satellites were spread evenly in Bengkalis, Meranti, Indragiri Hulu and Pelalawan. Of all 8 observed hotspots, according to Sugarin, 3 of them were confirmed as flashpoints and indicate a forest fire with confidence level of above 70%. The 3 were shown in Bengkalis, Meranti and Pelalawan. Furthermore, the agency also found other areas in Sumatra with hotspots. Mostly were detected in Aceh province with 13 hotspots. Meanwhile, in North Sumatra 4, West Sumatra 3, Jambi and Riau Island 1 spot each. Riau Regional Government has earlier declared an emergency forest fire alert status on March the 7th as an effort to accelerate prevention and suppression of the forest fire. To end the news, here are the main points once again. The Indonesian Embassy in Damascus succeeded in rescuing an Indonesian migrant workers from IS. No Indonesian citizen become victim after a Turkish bomb. Minister of Energy visits gas potentials in Pali, South Sumatra. Law on disabilities provide further protection. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. People of the land, they dance and sing. Magnificent beauty of nature among the colors of heaven. This is a wonderful place. I feel love. Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016. Are you dreaming of enjoying the beauty of Indonesia? Make your dreams come true by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz. You may be the lucky one to visit the enchanting Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. In early 2016, Indonesia won International Tourism Awards. Could you mention the 3 awards? 2. mention 3 out of 10 Indonesian priority tourism destination in 2016. 3. What is the biggest Buddhist temple in the world that we can find in Indonesia? 4. Mention 3 Indonesia's world cultural heritage which have been recognized by UNESCO. 5. Mention 3 kinds of Indonesian cuisine. 6. How do you listen to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia? 7. What is your favorite program? 8. Please tell in brief, why do you want to visit Indonesia? You can find information about the answer at www.indonesia.travel. Send your answers, photo, and copy of passport to wiquiz2016@gmail.com. wiquiz2016@gmail.com. Or to our address at Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, number 4 and 5, Central Jakarta, 10110, before May 7, 2016. Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016 is brought to you by Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, welcome back with me, Steve, in the weekly segment, News from Across the Country, presenting you various interesting events from across Indonesia during the week. Listener, the first news comes from Bengkulu, Sumatra Island. The Chinese people in the city of Bengkulu stated that they are ready to make the regional government's plan successful. The plan is revitalizing the Chinatown. Secretary of Bengkulu Province Chinese Clan Social Association, Darman, said in Bengkulu on Tuesday that the plan has been much awaited. According to him, Chinatown in Bengkulu has historical value and becomes tourism asset. Therefore, he evaluated that its construction will have positive effects including boosting regional economic growth, culinary business, transportation business, hotel, small and medium business, and creative industry. Service companies will develop too if the tourism visit increases. The Bengkulu City Administration revitalized Chinatown to make it worth visiting as a favorite tourism destination. Bengkulu Deputy Mayor Patriana Sosialinda said that Chinatown is the old town of Bengkulu, and it is predicted to be similar to the Kota Tua or the old town tourism destination in Jakarta. Gunung Kidul Regency Administration Yogyakarta Special Region increased the status of village road into Regency Road, especially the road that supports tourism access. Head of Gunung Kidul Public Works Service Edi Praptono revealed in Gunung Kidul last Thursday that the road status increase is done for tourism destination that needs large road access. Edi said that this year the status of 70 roads with a length of total 500 kilometers will be increased. The Regency Road in Gunung Kidul is only 0.6% of the total road there. It is because the size of Gunung Kidul reaches 46% of Yogyakarta Special Region area. However, Edi is optimistic that his target will be realized as the national target is improving infrastructure from road, water, and sanitation. Well, listener, the last news comes still from Yogyakarta. Yogyakarta Public and Women Empowerment Office started introducing the regional regulation number 1 year 2016 about the children's property to guarantee the fulfillment of children's rights.
head of Yogyakarta Public and Women Empowerment Office, Lucy Irawati, said in Yogyakarta last Tuesday that the fulfillment of children's rights in the regional regulation is directed through children-friendly school development, children-friendly medical service, and children-friendly kampung or village. According to her, the starting step to realize the fulfillment of children's rights is through children-friendly medical service. Lucy stated that Yogyakarta Public and Women Empowerment Office will start to communicate intensively with various medical services or facilities from puskesmas or community health clinic to hospitals in order to pay more attention to children's rights when giving service. Meanwhile, for the children-friendly school, it will be applied in every district and every education level. The children-friendly school aims to guarantee the needs of children's right to be safe, comfortable, and free from violence as well as discrimination, so that the school may become a learning space for various life values for the children. Well, listener, that ends the news from across the country from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's begin with March 20, 1940. Sapardi Djoko Damono, a noted Indonesian poet, was born. Sapardi Djoko Damono was born in Surakarta on March 20, 1940. He is one of leading poets in Indonesia. He not only wrote poems but also short stories. His most well-known works are collection of poems titled Hujan Bulan Juni or Rain in June and Pengarang Telah Mati or Author Has Died. Sapardi Djoko Damono is also a professor in literature at the University of Indonesia. His works have been translated into many foreign languages, including Suddenly the Night, The Poetry of Sapardi Djoko Damono, Black Magic Rain, and Before Dawn. Sapardi has received numerous international awards, including the SIA Write Awards and Anugerah Puisi Putra from Malaysia. Over now to 1995, a sarin gas attack on the Tokyo subway kills 13 and wounds 1,300 people. The Tokyo subway sarin attack, usually referred to in the Japanese media as the subway sarin incident, was an act of domestic terrorism perpetrated on March 20, 1995 in Tokyo, Japan, by members of the cult movement Aum Shinrikyo. In 5 coordinated attacks, the perpetrators released sarin on several lines of the Tokyo subway during the rush hour, killing 12 people, severely injuring 50, and causing temporary vision problems for nearly 1,000 others. The attack was directed against trains passing through Kasumigaseki and Nagatacho, home to the Japanese government. It is the most serious attack to occur in Japan since the end of World War II. Last is from 2013. The first International Day of Happiness is celebrated. The International Day of Happiness, known as a Happiness Day, is celebrated throughout the world on the 20th of March. Founded on June 28, 2012, the International Day of Happiness resolution was the result of the effort of United Nations advisor Jamie Illion, who conceptualized the idea for a UN resolution that would recognize the pursuit of happiness as a human right and a fundamental human goal. Jamie Illion, founder of the International Day of Happiness and Illion Global Public Benefit Corporation, gained the support for the idea of the new International Day of Happiness from the President of the UN General Assembly and the United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, as well as all 193 UN member states to draft and adopt a new UN resolution to create the new International Day, the International Day of Happiness. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
The Week Spotlight presents Top Issue of the Week.
Listener, this is highlight of the week from RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, entitled Foreign Affairs Minister Denies Secret Meeting with Israel. Listener, the Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno LP Marsudi last Sunday, March 13th, was not allowed to enter the West Bank by the Israeli government. Minister Retno should have met Palestinian authorities, but the minister only inaugurated the Indonesian Honorary Consulate, Maha Abu Shushesh, in Ramallah, West Bank. The report has it that Israel refused to give permission because the Foreign Affairs Minister violated the secret agreement between Indonesia and Israel. The agreement is that Retno should meet Israel officials in Jerusalem if she wants to visit Palestine. Regarding the issue, the Indonesian government, through the Foreign Minister Retno LP Marsudi, confirmed that there was no secret meeting between her and Israel. There was no secret agreement made by the two countries either. Minister Retno Marsudi confirmed in Jakarta on Tuesday, March 17th, that Foreign Affairs Ministry never communicated with Israel. Retno also denied that Israel met her in secret. The Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry spokesman Armanata Kristiawan Nasir told the press in Jakarta on Thursday that the plan and preparation of Foreign Affairs Minister Retno LP Marsudi to visit Ramallah have been done through the official diplomatic procedure by Indonesian ambassador to Jordan and Palestine since December 2015, and it is not through the agreement with Israel. Armanata Kristiawan Nasir confirmed that Indonesian government has prepared some plans related to the minister's visit into Ramallah, Palestine. One of them was going by helicopter owned by Jordan Air Force that would leave for Palestinian presidential office, not by land transportation that had to pass the Israel's examination post. Armanata Kristiawan Nasir stated that the main purpose of Foreign Affairs Minister Retno LP Marsudi visiting Jordan and Palestine was holding bilateral meeting with the Jordan Prime Minister, Palestinian Foreign Affairs Ministers, and Palestinian President, also as inaugurating the Indonesian Honorary Consulate to Palestine, Maha Abu Shushesh. The Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Politics, Illegal and Security Affairs, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, guaranteed there was no meeting between Indonesia and Israel. He said, both Foreign Affairs Minister and Foreign Affairs Deputy Minister never met them. Minister Panjaitan admitted that Israel tried to make contact several times. However, the Indonesian government never responded. He also said that Vice President Yusuf Kalla has instructed to find solutions on the issues in Ramallah. Luhut added that he met Israel several times in inter-Asia meetings. However, there was no agreement at all, and the meeting was not a secret either. And listener, that ends highlight of the week.
This is Voice of Indonesia. Time now for us to bring you news in brief. The Indonesian embassy in Damascus, Syria has succeeded in rescuing an Indonesian migrant worker who had been living under the rule of the Islamic State movement in the group's de facto capital of Raqqa. The Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry confirmed that there was no Indonesian citizen became victim after a suicide bomb attack Istiqlal Kadesi Taksim, Istanbul, Turkey on Saturday local time. Indonesian Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources Sudirman Said visited several oil and gas potentials in Penungkal Abab Lematang Ilir, South Sumatra on Sunday. The Indonesian Consumer Foundation encouraged the Transportation Ministry to learn from other countries to address the issue of online-based transportation service. Indonesia Social Affairs Minister Khofifah Indar Parawansa stated that persons with disabilities in Indonesia will be more protected after the law on disabilities adoption. Vice Chairman of the Indonesian People's Consultative Assembly, Mahyudin, in Jakarta on Saturday expressed his full support towards the Earth Hour campaign initiated by World Wide Fund, held simultaneously on Saturday night throughout the world and Indonesia. The Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency in Pekanbaru, Riau detected 8 hotspots spread across 4 districts in Riau province. That was the end of News in Brief over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Open your eyes, open your mind.
the warmth, see the smile, friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, turn with me. People of the land, they dance and sing, and if it's the beauty of nature among the colors of heaven, this is a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful, oh wonderful Indonesia.
Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016. Are you dreaming of enjoying the beauty of Indonesia? Make your dreams come true by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz. You may be the lucky one to visit the enchanting Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. In early 2016, Indonesia won International Tourism Awards. Could you mention the three awards? 2. Mention 3 out of 10 Indonesian priority tourism destinations in 2016. 3. What is the biggest Buddhist temple in the world that we can find in Indonesia? 4. Mention 3 Indonesia's world cultural heritage which have been recognized by UNESCO. 5. Mention 3 kinds of Indonesian cuisine. 6. How do you listen to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia? 7. What is your favorite program? 8. Please tell in brief why do you want to visit Indonesia? You can find information about the answer at www.indonesia.travel. Send your answers, photo, and copy of passport to wiquiz2016@gmail.com. wiquiz2016@gmail.com. Or to our address at Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, number 4 and 5, Central Jakarta, 10110, before May 7, 2016. Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016 is brought to you by Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta to the frequency of 9525 kHz. You can also listen to our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here's our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miss Lenny.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Indonesian Wonder, a special program introducing Indonesia's tourism, including places of interest, culture, and tradition, also Indonesian cuisine. Today, I will take you in a trip to Cunca Wulang Waterfall in Flores, East Nusa Tenggara. So stay tuned in RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Besides via shortwave, you can also listen to this broadcast through www.voi.co.id. The road to Cunca Wulang Waterfall is not as the scenery surrounding it. Located about 30 kilometers from Labuan Bajo, the district capital of West Manggarai, Flores, East Nusa Tenggara, you will find the way to the waterfall is up and down and winding. To reach Cincawulang from Labuan Bajo, you must pass Wersawe, a village which is the entrance to the location of this waterfall. The weather in Cincawulang is pretty cool because the area is situated on the slope of Mount Meliling with the altitude of 1,239 meters above sea level. To get to this place is not that difficult. Usually tourists can rent a motorbike or a car. Along the way, you will pass through some estates owned by residents who planted commodities such as hazelnut, coffee, and cocoa. Additionally, you would go down a dense forest with tall trees, and the shade of the foliage is like an umbrella protecting you from the scorching sun. The entrance to Cincawulang is in the form of a small house with only one table. You are required to sign the guest book there. You will be advised to use the services of a guide. This is because you still have to walk into the woods and through the path for approximately 45 minutes. The guide will also give you tips on how to get to Cincawulang waterfall safely in accordance to local wisdom. For example, don't put your hands on your waist or hips when getting tired, and don't drink anything, not even water, while walking a long distance. In the local language, Cinca means waterfall and Wulang is moon. This is because in ancient times, it was said that the form of the waterfall is like the moon. Another unique sight of the waterfall is the Josh, a river valley flanked by gigantic cliffs. The color of river water that emanated from the cliff top is greenish yet crystal clear. Cincawulang is actually a three-tiered waterfall with a height of 100 meters. It has a big natural pond underneath to accommodate the flow of falling water, making it suitable for a swim. Here, visitors can enjoy the water like jumping off a cliff then plunge into the river to swim. Unfortunately, around this place you will not get food and drink vendors. Therefore, it is recommended that you bring your own supplies. If you have the opportunity to visit the island of Flores, take time for a trip to Cincawulang waterfall because it is one of three waterfalls in the middle of Flores tropical forest, which is so exotic and natural and has a beautiful view. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder today.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Miscellany, a regular segment featuring various aspects of Indonesia, including art and culture, customs and tradition, technology and environment, even lifestyle. Today's edition will be about Malang, which will be hosting Indonesia Creative Cities Conference. So stay tuned in RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Besides via shortwave, you can also listen to this program through www.voi.co.id. Creative economy has a great potential to become one of the driving sectors of the local economy. This sector continues to grow in line with advances in information technology that cannot be separated from local culture. Creative economy is not only about the creation of economic added value, but also the creation of added value in the social, cultural, and environmental aspects. The Agency of Creative Economy, in collaboration with Indonesian Creative Cities Network, the Government of Malang City, and Community of Malang Creative Fusion, Indonesia Creative Cities Conference II on March the 31st and April the 1st in Malang, East Java. It is to be held in conjunction with Indonesian Creative Cities Network gathering and will be attended by mayors and delegates from some countries in the ASEAN region. The Network Secretary General Lili Setiawan in Jakarta recently explained that Creative Cities Conference in Indonesia has become an annual event. In addition to supporting the formulation of national policies, it can be used as a reference to realize the vision of President Joko Widodo to make creative economy as the backbone of the Indonesian economy. Head of the Creative Economy Agency Triawan Munaf said the conference aims to formulate and finalize the concept of creative economic development on a massive scale in the city and county level. Triawan explained an event titled Towards Sustainable Creative Cities Indonesia is expected to represent innovation, commodities, dynamics, and various forms of creative economy in Indonesia. He added that the cooperation scheme in the development of creative economy in the second conference will discuss and formulate such things as the notion of creative city, creative industries, creative economy in accordance with the characteristics of Indonesia. The discussions will produce strategic recommendations as the basis for strengthening the contribution of the creative city on the sustainable welfare of the people. This activity is followed by city and provincial youth governments, communities, academia, and entrepreneurs. Well, that was Miscellany Today on Malang to host Indonesia Creative Cities Conference.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia.
Listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In the segment, we'll also play some Indonesian music. Well, we would like to thank our dear listener, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now, let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Azam Ali Somro in Pakistan. We have received his email, which has sent through our Facebook fan page. Hello, Mr. Azam Ali Somro. Thank you very much for your time to have an interview with Voice of Indonesia on World Radio Day. In his email, Mr. Azam Ali Somro also said that he got some interesting information. One of them is about Indonesian art and culture, which was broadcasted through Indonesian Wonders segment. Mr. Azam Ali Somro, we appreciate your compliment very, very much. We hope someday you can visit our country and witness by yourself how beautiful our country is. Amen. Well, Mr. Azam Ali Somro, we are looking forward to receiving your next email, of course, certainly with your reception report of our broadcast, and thank you. Before we read another email, we'll play a beautiful song. This song is also for our regular listener, wherever you are. Enjoy the song.
Di senja itu kau pergi berlalu, tinggalkan luka di dalam hatiku, sakitnya masih aku rasa sakit, tapi aku tak benci. Kini hatimu yang terluka, aku terharu pilu. Tataplah mataku ini, kau masih ada di dalam jiwa. Sentuhlah hatiku ini, kau akan rasa getar.
Now we will reply an email from Tim Braille in Malaysia. Hello, Mr. Tim Braille. Thank you for your email and reception report. We are really glad to receive your email, and Voice of Indonesia can be heard clearly in Malaysia. In addition to shortwave, we also broadcast via streaming on www.voi.co.id. www.voi.co.id. You can listen to our program in 8 languages: Indonesian, English, French, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Germany. You can find the program schedule on our website too. We also have an international quiz in which we invite our listener to visit Indonesia. So, you can stay tuned and be our regular listener. As your request, of course, we will send our QSL card to your address as soon as possible. Well, Mr. Tim Braille, keep listening to our broadcast and please send your reception report. Thank you very much. Okay, listener of Variable Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, we'll play a beautiful song again just for you, okay? So just enjoy the song.
di sampingku, bertahan cintaku, aku milikmu. Bertahan sayangku, aku untukmu. Kau yang mampu memahamiku. Terima kasihku untuk cintamu. Kau tetap bertahan demi cintaku. Jangan takut, aku milikmu. Jangan takut cintaku.
Listening to listeners mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to reply a comment from L. van Kroening in the Netherlands. Hello, Mr. L. van Kroening. Thank you for your email. We are really glad to receive your email. In addition to shortwave 95 to 5 kHz, we also broadcast via streaming on www.voi.co.id. www.voi.co.id. And for immediate link, you can visit english.rriworldservice.com. english.rriworldservice.com for 24 hours English program, and indonesia.rriworldservice.com. indonesia.rriworldservice.com for our one-hour program in 8 languages, namely Indonesian, English, Spanish, German, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and French services. You can also listen to our program on RRI World Service and RRI Play mobile application on your smartphone. You can find the program schedule in our website, of course. Well, Mr. L. van Kroening, We are waiting for your next email and also reception report of our broadcast. Thank you very much for your email. Listener who are listening to our radio now, we'll play a beautiful song again, especially for you. So let's check it out.
Jatuh air mataku, iringi remuk redam hatiku. Saat ku kehilanganmu dan hanya rintik hujan yang menemani aku. Di saat aku bertahan, selama ini aku bertahan. Lewati semua malam dingin yang aku pandangi, hanya langkahmu, wahai kau air mataku. Hanya engkaulah saksi hidup saat aku kehilangannya, saat aku kehilangannya. Taklah aku bertahan, selama ini aku bertahan. Lewati semua
were some emails that we can share with you this week. Actually, we have received many emails, but unfortunately, we have to sign off now. We want to say thank you for our listener who have liked and visited our official Facebook fan page. Thank you for visiting our Facebook fan page and for being our regular listener, of course. Well, listener, we appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast too. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4 and 5, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. I'll repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4 and 5, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to info@voi.co.id. info@voi.co.id. Or to english@voi.co.id. english@voi.co.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan page on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia and The Voice of Indonesia, or follow our Twitter @VOIIndonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. For your information, the Indonesian Ministry of Tourism in cooperation with RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia is holding Wonderful Indonesia Quiz. And for your information, also you can tune in our programs on shortwave and streaming, or you can visit our website www.voi.co.id, www.voi.co.id, and Facebook fan page Voice of Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song, okay? I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag. Bye!
Ku hanya ingin kau mengerti dengan keadaanku ini. Ku pergi jauh ke negeri orang untuk masa depan kita nanti. Tak perlu engkau risau hati, ku tak akan ingkari janji. Ku tahu kau di sana menanti. Tunggulah aku kembali, tungguku di depan rumah kita. Ku pastikan ku segera pulang. Kita akan lanjutkan semua mimpi kita, mimpi yang sempat tertunda. Ku mohon sabar.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VOI Indonesia.